Om Agyana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha. Gurva Bhista Supurakam Guru Ganaya Ashisha Sambhushitang Chintya Chintya Samasta Veda Nipunang Shri Rupa Pantanugam Govindabhidang Ujvalang Varatanung Bhaktyanvitang Sundarang Vande Vishva Gurun Chadivya Bhagavat Premno Hibija Pradang Devam Divyatanum Suchandavaranang Balarka Chelanchitang Sandarananda Purang Sadekavaranang Vairagya Vidyam Budim Sri Siddhanta Nidim Subhakti Lasitang Sarasvatanang Varang Vande Tang Shubhadang Mareka Sharanang Nyashishvaram Sridharam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Swami Sri Bhaktivedanta Prabhupadaya Te Namaha Gurv Vagyam Sri Rasi Dritva Shaktya Vesha Swarupine Hare Krishneti Mantrena Paschatya Prachatarine Vishvacharya Parbharyaya Divya Karunya Mortaye Sri Bhagavat Madhurya Gita Gyana Pradayane Gaura Sri Rupa Siddhanta Saraswati Nishevane Radha Krishna Padamboja Bringaya Gurve Namaha Sri Siddhanta Sarasvatiti Vidito Gauriya Gorvanvaye Bhato Banuriva Parvata Gagane Yogoda Sankirtanai Mayavad Tamingalo Dragatan Udritya Jivaniman Krishna Prema Subhadi Gahana Sukam Paradat Parabhum Tambaje Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Tushe Namaha Jai Sparikar Sri Sri Guru Garanga Sri Sri Gandharvika Giridhariju Ki Jai. So this morning we're conducting the Harinam initiation ceremony for someone who has been associated with our Mat now for quite a number of years. I was looking through my some of my emails and I see that you visited here first in 2003 or 2004, and we've had some communication with each other off and on during all that time. And I know you were attracted here by the books of Srila Sridhar Maharaj and by the preaching of Srila Govinda Maharaj. And previously you had also strong attraction for the books, the philosophy, the precepts of my Divine Master, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Well, you have long history already with our Krishna conception and also shown a history for a long time, having some service connection with this Mat and particularly with Srila Govinda Maharaj. And so, as I mentioned to you on the phone yesterday, I was remembering that you had asked me to get some japa mala for you when I was in India, and actually Leela Sundi is here now. She may remember we went to a mala wala in Vrindavan and asked him to give us some his best large size beads, and so we brought those back and got those for you. So there was some many events leading up to this, and just after Srila Govinda Maharaj's disappearance, you called to speak to me once again, or speak to me about the possibility of taking initiation. I already know you're a sincere person, so that of course is not a question whether you should receive initiation or not. Of course you should. So that brings us up to date, and this is the instruction that Srila Govinda Maharaj has given to me on numerous occasions. to give initiation to the sincere seekers. Prior to this, many times I acted as the Ritvik for Srila Govinda Maharaj, and in that capacity, had to make some determination who is a sincere seeker. But this idea, who is qualified to receive the holy name of Krishna, and it is one of sincerity and faith, and many other things have prerequisites in life that are difficult to fulfill. If you want to become an engineer, you have to go through so many years of schooling. If you want to do any type of thing that requires some skill, then you require a lot of training for that and so forth. The Harinam, he comes to the sincere seeker, and no prerequisite other than that is required. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita it said, Brahmande Brahmite Kong Bhagyavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. That in the course that we are traveling for lifetimes within this Brahmanda, the universal creation, that part of the universe which is separated from the spiritual world. And we may have some big position like that of Brahma. We may have some tiny position like the ant or the amoeba. So many things are possible, all coming in accordance with our desires, our karma, and so forth. But by the grace of Krishna, by his mercy, one gets the chance to come in connection with a Sadguru, a bona fide guru, which is his representative, and which is, he tells us, is Acharyang Mang Vijaniyang Navamanyeta Karhichit Namartya Budhya Suyeta Sarva Deva Mayo Guru. The guru is non-different from Krishna. Of course, the guru is non-different from other personalities also. Nityananda Prabhu is considered to be the general representation of Guru. Srimati Radharani is considered to be the highest representation of Guru. But Krishna is one who shows himself to the disciple in the form of Guru. So the disciple's first vision of Gurudev will be that, oh, my Guru is non-different from Krishna. So what Guru says is non-different than coming from Krishna. His order, his desire, and that is coming from Krishna, but also his affection, what affection he shows to the disciple, that may also be seen as a manifestation of Krishna's mercy and affection to such a fortunate person. And disciple is also guru, also Krishna. To the guru, he sees many times something extraordinary in the disciple, because we are always searching for evidence of Guru. We are always searching for Krishna. We are not thinking ever that we are some finished professor and that I am holding Krishna in my fist and he is my order supplier or anything like that. So in the search for Sri Krishna, and it's sometimes seen that he shows himself in different ways to the Guru also, and sometimes in the form of his disciple. And Srila Saraswati Thakur remarked about one of his disciples who had passed away that, my guru Bhaktivinoda Thakur was showing himself to me, but I could not recognize him there. So many things are possible in this transcendental relationship, the transcendental connection that we have through consciousness with guru, disciple, Krishna, the servitors of Krishna, and all these things. So that's also true of the holy name of Krishna. So there's a verse in the Bhagavatam, Sanketyang Parihasyang Va Stobha Helenam Eva Va Vaikunta Nam Grahanam Asheshagha Haram Vidhu. Well, this is a verse that is used to describe the four types of Nama Bas, which we are to avoid when chanting the holy name. But it also tells us clearly, what is the origin of the holy name? Is it have anything to do with this mundane world? No, it does not. Can it be produced in some way, like that synthetic voice on the Macintosh computer? There's some voice, and if you type in some word, then it will repeat that word. If you type in Hare Krishna, will that be the Hare Krishna mantra? No. And why that is not the Hare Krishna mantra? Because the mantra must be received in a bona fide process through the disciplic succession. Sampradaya vihinaye mantras te nishpala mataha. The mantra that is received in some other way, that is not really the mantra. What is the mantra is that which is Vaikuntha nam grahanam, which is descending from the transcendental world. But how does it descend from the transcendental world? It descends through the saints. It descends through the sadhus. And in our case, our vision is particularly looking at the Vaishnava. And that also, not every Vaishnava, but those in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And not even all of those, but those in the line of Srila Saraswati Thakur. We are giving that our most acute attention. Srila Saraswati Thakur had two very prominent disciples, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj and Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. Srila Govinda Maharaj remarked about these two one time that sometimes Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur showed himself more strongly than Srila Swami Maharaj. And sometimes he showed himself more strongly in Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj. So, fortunately for us, my initiating guru was Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. He disappeared. I received the shelter of his divine grace, Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. And He directed us prior to his disappearance, whatever faith you have in me, you keep that with Srila Govinda Maharaj. Whatever faith, respect, regard you have for me, you show to him. And he clearly pointed to Srila Govinda Maharaj as his successor. And all of those who were following Srila Sridhar Maharaj, they became automatically the followers of Srila Govinda Maharaj. And so we have been following this, and this mot, originally I was sent here to establish this mot by His Divine Grace, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, but it is been continuing since that time under the direct guidance and direction of His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. And this function that we are doing today, that is directly the grace of Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. By naming different successors, acharyas, that he wanted to see established in his mission, then he made this choice. I never actually thought that this was something that he would choose for me. But it is His divine will, and it was His choice. And I consider I am a fallen soul, and I have no qualification that would make me a guru, an acharya, or any of those things which are required for what we are doing here today. But there is one thing which is clear. Srila Govinda Maharaj told me, you do this, and so I am doing it. And His order, everything is there in His order, and that is sufficient for me, and that it should be sufficient for everyone. So we are following that direct instruction of His. So the holy name descends. We get that by the grace of Krishna. We get the mercy of the guru. And then the disciple, he is given the holy name by the via media of the guru. And then he has some responsibility. And that is mentioned in the next verse after Brahmande Brahmite. Then, Mali hon kare se bija arupana shravana kirtana jale kare se chana. Who receives the seed of devotion, the bhakti lata bij, he gets that through the divine grace of Sri Guru. And then he must cultivate that seed by shravanam kirtanam, through remembering, chanting the holy name of Krishna, and that will be to give nourishment to that creeper. But then the other side is, when we are giving water to any plant and trying to raise some plant, then we see that also some weeds may grow up around that. So that we must also be cautious about and continually try to uproot those weeds. They arise as anartas, unwanted things, which will inhibit our progress on the path of devotion and the chanting of the pure holy name. So there are 10 offenses to the holy name. You should study those, and the 4 types of namabhas. We have a booklet we'll send to you that also describes these things. They are also given very nicely with full description in Srila Sridhar Maharaj's book, The Search for Sri Krishna. Do you have that book, Prabhu?
Not yet.
Okay. Anyway, we'll send everything to you. So, avoid the 10 offenses. Avoid the 4 types of namaparad. Behave always under the instruction of Sriman Mahaprabhu, Trinadapi, Sunichena, Turorapi, Sahishnuna, Amanina, Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. How can we chant the pure holy name of Krishna? Mahaprabhu tells in this one verse. Behave always with extreme humility. Show oneself as more humble than the straw in the street. Be very tolerant. Be very patient with others. Do not try to gain some big position for oneself for the in the interest of power or prestige, but accept a humble position and readily offer due respect to others, recognizing that everyone is a soul of a jiva. Everyone is as we are. We are all the eternal servitors of Krishna. Some are conscious of that, some are not, but we shall try to offer respect to every living entity. And we may think, oh, this one is deserving, this one is not, but that is not the proper idea, actually. Everyone is deserving of our respect. Why? Because we are very fallen. Then what problem for us to offer respect to every jiva, every living entity. So if we can do this, then we can chant the holy name properly, and the holy name will manifest within our heart. And that is the next point. The holy name, as I started to say, is not something of this mundane world. It is received through the via media of the Vaishnava. So we must be careful not to make offense to the Vaishnava. We must not think of the Guru as an ordinary man. Violating those things will cause us, the holy name will not be pleased with us and will not show himself to us. But receiving the holy name within the heart, then following these practices which I've outlined, then that pure conscious name of the Lord, which is non-different from He Himself, will manifest on the tongue and will cause us to chant. That His appearance on the tongue will cause us to chant His holy name. So when in the process of chanting, then we should not give our attention to anything else and try to only chant and hear. Nothing else is required. Just chant and hear what we are chanting. So, do you have any question about anything I've said so far?
No.
Okay. All right, then I will give you now the mantra. The mantra is first, always chant the Panchatattva mantra, and Srila Govinda Maharaj always said, and bow down to them, bow down to Panchatattva before taking the holy name. We give obeisances to Sri Gurudev and to Panchatattva, and then because we are fallen and we tend to make offense, if we are submissive to the Panchatattva, then they forgive all offense and give us entrance into the holy name of Sri Krishna. So the Panchatattva mantra is this: Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhar Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivrinda. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhar Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivrinda. So I'm giving the Hare Krishna mantra. You just hear. Sometimes people think they need to say it with me or something, but you just hear the mantra, that's all. The mantra is this: Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, chant this. Srila Govinda Maharaj advised, gave same advice as Srila Swami Maharaj, chant 16 rounds daily. Especially if you have no strong service connection with Guru Gauranga, then try to chant as much as possible. But 16 rounds is good. And for those who do have much service, then the number can be reduced. It is permissible to chant 4 rounds, and that should be followed daily, at least 4 rounds minimum. But the primary thing is to serve the higher Vaishnava. And when Srila Sridhar Maharaj was asked, what was the instruction of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to his disciples when he gave the initiation into the holy name? Did he give some number of rounds, 16, 32, 64? Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, no, there was no such consideration. Only his instruction was to serve under the guidance of a higher Vaishnava. If one does that alone, he will get everything. So chant the Hare Krishna mantra without offense, avoid the 10 offenses in your daily life as well as all other times. Try to avoid when chanting the four types of Nama Bas. And as Srila Swami Maharaj often said, chant and be happy. Jai. So now your name will be Jagannath Mishra Das. So Jai Shri Jagannath Mishra Das Prabhu Ki Jai.
Jai.
And that name, I gave some thought to that, what your name should be, and I think this name is suitable for you and very nice. He is, Jagannath Mishra is the father of Mahaprabhu, but he is also the servant, by being father of Mahaprabhu, he is the servant, accepting his position as servant of Mahaprabhu, and you are the servant of that servant. So Jagannath Mishra Das. Jagannath Mishra Das Prabhu Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Rakak Shiradev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Suparikar Sri Sri Guru Granga Sri Sri Gandharvika Giridhari Ju Ki Jai. So in normal circumstances we would say, offer your obeisances to the devotees and chant four rounds as soon as possible. I know work, you have to go to work pretty soon, so however you have.
Okay, I can chant four rounds.
Okay. So adjust everything. The working, and you can live anywhere, Prabhu, in any circumstance. What you have to do for your daily life, for your maintenance and everything, don't be too much concerned about that. I know also you have very serious health issues, that you are not alone. We all enter this world knowing what the result will be. But the holy name will give you everything. What we want, we are trying to become the pure servant of the servant of the servant of Gopi Bhartu Pada Kamalayor Dasa Das Anadas, the Gopi servants of the Lord. That is our topmost aspiration, is become the servant of the servant of them. For us, that is defined as the serving group of Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Rupa Manjari. Our gurus are training us in that line to follow that conception and to guide us in that service to Sri Rupa Goswami. That is our highest aspiration, and that is attainable by us. When we give this mantra, we don't say that you cannot become a pure Vaishnava. We say you will become a pure Vaishnava. If you chant this mantra, then everything that Mahaprabhu wanted for the fallen jiva souls, you will get that. And what is that? Krishna prema. And why? Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya namne gora tushe namaha. He is the most munificent distributor of Krishna prema. He is the most magnanimous incarnation of the Lord. And he is distributing that, and he is inundating the world with that, and he is giving it freely. And you also give that freely. If you want more yourself, then you try to give this to others, and then your own storehouse will increase. And try to follow this idea of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. He did not care what is anyone's qualification. Just try to give them some idea. Chant the name of Mahaprabhu. Chant Gaura Krishna. And you will be benefited. Your life will be happy through that. And you will get everything. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur described this Namhata program, the marketplace. He said, I want to distribute the holy name of Krishna. But I want to be a broker. I want to take the holy name and I will distribute that holy name. And but doing so, I will get something for that. I will take some profit for myself. So that's our program. And but the store will never diminish. The capacity will always be more and more. So try to help others as much as possible, and try to keep some contact with us, and we will also maintain a close relationship with you, hopefully. And
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Okay.
I have one quick question.
Okay. Yes, good question. Yes, you know it already. The responsibility to for pranam is falls on the disciple, and no disciple has made any pranam mantram for me yet, but that's okay. The appropriate mantram is Om Gyana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unnalitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. All right. Anything else? All right. Jai Sparikar Shri Shri Guru Granga Shri Shri Gandharvika Girid Hari Ju Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Rakakshira Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Shri Sriman Jagannath Mishra Prabhu Ki Jai. Nittai Gaur Premanande Haribol. Gaur Haribol. Oh, and also if you can do a little kirtan there in your apartment, that will also be very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, Prabhu.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Hare Krishna. Okay. In your own time, I know your situation, Prabhu. Don't feel that any discomfort. I know your situation is a difficult one. You just do your best. Krishna will be happy with that.
I sent you an email early this morning or late last night with just a face, a picture of me.
I saw it. Is it?
Oh, very good.
Do you have a camera there?
It's just my phone.
And can you take another one with you in Dodi?
Yeah, I could. It's just hard because it's, you know, being by myself, you know.
Okay, all right.
I can really do, like, only up close, like, to my face. You know?
Yeah, I know. Okay. All right, yes, I saw the photo. Okay, very good.
All right.
All right.
And thank you very much for everything.
Hare Krishna. It is the blessing.
I will be speaking with you very soon.
Okay. Nitai Gaur Premanande Haribol. Gaur Haribol. Hare Krishna.